The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Would you mind if I just point out just a tiny little bit of the hypocrisy from the far progressive liberal left? Selective outrage. Yeah, selective outrage. We got to pull down this statue. We got to pull down that statue. We got to pull down Christopher Columbus here. In Columbus, we got to pull down this, pull down that, banish this, take down that picture, that picture. Has anybody suggested changing the name of Yale University? Has any left-leaning government leader, graduate from Yale, stood up and demanded that his alma mater change their name, or that he or she return their diplomas? Probably not. And yet, the founder of Yale University was a gentleman by the name of Elihu Yale. Yes, he was an American-born Brit. Yeah, that's, I know that's confusing, but not only did he own slaves, he was actually a slave trader. Yeah, not only did he own slaves, he was a slave trader. Yeah. The founder of Rice University. Yeah, check out his background. Slave owner. The founder of Brown University, yeah, check out his background. And then maybe the greatest of all, Charles Darwin. What liberal leftist does not absolutely positively love Charles Darwin? After all, he told us where we all came from. Primordial slime. We don't need God. We've got Darwin. Is there anyone that the far liberal left idolizes more than Charles Darwin? Well, you need to read some things about Charles Darwin and some of the things that he wrote. In one of his diaries, after he encountered the savages, as he called them, on Tierra del Fuego, Charles Darwin wrote, and I quote from Charles Darwin, "One can hardly make oneself believe that they are fellow creatures." Because he thought the savages, the Indians, the natives of Tierra del Fuego, were not really even human beings. He had a hard time believing that they were fellow creatures. In fact, his sense of ethnic superiority over these savages caused him to predict in The Descent of Man, the famous book, The Descent of Man, quote, "The civilized races of man will almost certainly exterminate and replace the savage races throughout the world." That's Charles Darwin talking about people of another color. Can I quote that again? Charles Darwin. "The civilized races of man," that would be white people, "the civilized races of man will almost certainly exterminate and replace the savage races throughout the world." See, he honestly believed that the extermination of lesser humans was inevitable as part of our ongoing progress as we continued to evolve. You know, survival of the fittest. If you wonder who he was describing as, quote, lesser humans, he said this, and again I quote from Charles Darwin, "The break between man and his nearest allies will then be wider, for it will intervene between man in a more civilized state, as we may hope, even than the Caucasian and some ape as low as a baboon, instead of as now between the Negro or Australian and the gorilla." He believed that as we evolved, the gap between white people and the, quote, his word, Negro will be greater than mankind and gorilla today. It would be more like between mankind and the lowest baboon. That's Charles Darwin, the hero of your modern science class in your secular public school or university. It is absolutely amazing that woke people who are concerned about race relations and equality and inequality, that want to tear down statues of Thomas Jefferson or George Washington, or want to destroy Mount Rushmore, have no problem whatsoever almost idolizing Charles Darwin, who said things far, 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 far worse than Thomas Jefferson ever said. It's even more amazing that the liberal left in America idolize Planned Parenthood. Joe Biden has said repeatedly that if he becomes president, he's going to reverse all of those anti-abortion things that Trump did. He's going to support Planned Parenthood like no president in modern history. That's what he said. And yet Planned Parenthood was founded by a woman who believed that the Negro race was inferior to the white race, and because of that, they should not be allowed to reproduce like white people. Therefore, Planned Parenthood, birth control, primarily for black people. Abortion, primarily for black people. Have you heard anybody from the far liberal left demanding that Planned Parenthood be defunded because of their racist background, their racist past, and their racist future? If you have some time, take a look at where the majority of Planned Parenthood facilities are built. Minority communities. Just like Margaret Sanger wanted. As I said, the outrage is somewhat selective. And I'm not going to be real impressed with the desire of the liberal left for real change until they condemn Yale, Brown, Rice, and demand that Charles Darwin never, ever be mentioned in a public school again. Then maybe I'll be convinced of their sincerity.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I hope, I pray that this program is a source of unity and not division. I expose division. I try to expose those that are trying to divide us. But I honestly pray that the things we talk about, the things that we discuss, will help to remove barriers, reduce stress and strain. I think we should all abhor racism in any form, any shape. Bigotry, prejudice, it's sin. And for those who follow Christ, we of all people should be setting the example of love and compassion and acceptance of other people, regardless of their skin color. Because the ground truly is level at the cross. And I want to say this to you. If you suffer from racism as a white person, you need to repent and ask God to forgive you and reveal your racism to you. If you experience racism as a black person, I know some people believe that it's impossible for a black person to be racist. Oh, not true. You can be a racist as a black person as well. Now, I realize that Webster's Dictionary has actually changed the definition of racism. A little bizarre. And in the new definition, they use the word racism to define racism. Say what? Huh? Yeah, check it out. They actually use the word racism in order to define racism. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And we need to stay away from any group, any movement, any individual who attempts to divide us and create a feeling of superiority because of the color of your skin. All right, enough on that. But I just felt that I needed to say that before we ended the program today. And by the way, the Christian Evangelical Church should be the most important place on planet Earth for real reconciliation. But expressing some kind of false guilt and doing something just for emotionalism is not going to accomplish anything. And I'll leave it at that. Hate him, love him. The Trump administration continues to do some very, very positive things. The last time I checked, I believe this is correct, during the 8 years of the Obama administration, there was not one single prosecution for obscenity, online or otherwise. Under the Bush administration, whether you loved him or hated him, the Bush Justice Department was very active in prosecuting obscenity and pornography according to the laws, state laws, federal laws, and so forth. Nothing was done during the 8 years of Obama. Nothing. I don't believe there was even one prosecution. The Trump administration is following in the footsteps of the George W. Bush administration as far as prosecution of obscenity and sex trafficking. Here is the latest. The Trump Department of Justice said recently the federal government has shut down a major website for prostitution and sex trafficking and has indicted the website's owner. I'm not even going to give you the name of the website because I don't want to give them any attention or publicity whatsoever, although it's been shut down. But the website blankblankblank.com was a leading source of online advertisements for prostitution and sex trafficking. It was launched in 2018. And the Justice Department has shut it down, and they have indicted the owner. Visitors to blankblankblank.com now see a message saying blankblankblank.com and affiliated websites have been seized by the Department of Homeland Security. The website now includes emblems from the Justice Department, Homeland Security, Secret Service, and the Police Department of Colleyville, Texas. Aaron Neely Cox, the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Texas, announced a 28-charge indictment against Wilhon Martono, 46, the website's owner. Among the charges was one count of promotion of prostitution, reckless disregard of sex trafficking, one count of interstate racketeering conspiracy, facilitating prostitution, nine counts of interstate transportation in aid of racketeering, facilitating prostitution, and 17 counts of money laundering, according to the Justice Department. The owner allegedly made $21 million off of the website. He also tried concealing the online activity by routing traffic through a European IP address. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation has thanked the Federal Department of Justice for acting to shut down this very, very dangerous website. I know sometimes the president drives all of us crazy. His Justice Department is standing for life, against abortion, standing for family and marriage, and standing against prostitution and sex trafficking. And he demands credit where credit is due. It's good news. Very good news. All right, folks, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.